time now for Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Celebrating its 10th season, Prep Football Talk shines a spotlight on high school football throughout Middle Tennessee every Saturday morning. Prep Football Talk is brought to you by the U.S. Army, Air Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place. Now, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. What a beautiful fall weekend it is on this Saturday. A little bit of weather came through last night. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb in our 10th year from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. CJK, he is producing. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd. Fellows, how you doing, man?
Oh, that's great. Just great to be in here. Like you said, a little cool weather this morning, but you know, the good Lord helped us out last night, gave us another great night for football. The rain came in a little later, so most of the games got in. So just another great night for high school football, guys.
It was. Luckily, I didn't get rained on until the very end of the game as I was packing
at
up.
At Forest High School, the voice of the Forest Rock.
Well, thank you very much, Gregory. I was in Linville, Tennessee. Never been there for a game against
You can't get there from here.
No, you cannot.
We won't get there from here.
Against Richland, so luckily that was the case, but it was not a fun drive home.
Yeah, so here's what we got. Yeah, obviously, the U.S. Army scoreboard's coming up in about 15 minutes. Week eight.
We're in week nine.
Week eight, Tim Leeper, Mid-State Player of the Week, was NBA quarterback Marcel Reed. His coach, Marty Uvarov. They're going to join us in about 15 minutes. Bottom of the hour, this is a little bit of, it's not anything. Our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week is going to be Russellville High School football coach Ken Barrett. And I mean, where's Russellville? Well, people know. Well, I mean, people listen in Southern Kentucky right now. It's like 30 minutes north of Springfield. It's about 30 minutes west of Bowling Green. There's a little history we have with him. I think one of the best high school football coaches I've ever been around, and got me started on the high school football thing. So, we'll do that a little bit later on. But last night, or I guess we started Wednesday?
Yes,
is that what I'm seeing with the U.S. Army scoreboard? Brentwood Academy, 17. Eagles Landing Christian Academy out of Georgia, 14. First, guys, the fact that a lot of schools, even the public schools like Oakland, they got to go far and wide to find somebody to play them, don't they?
Yeah, when you have the good teams around here, and it depends on, you know, the new scheduling too, is the conflict there with some teams having more region play than others. You know, you have to reach out and search. I mean, and sometimes some of these teams are paying to go play
or paying people to come.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Like it's almost like even the publics are doing that.
Yeah, this was originally scheduled to be a team from Toronto, Canada, coming down to play Brentwood Academy. They were a late cancel, and some scrambling had to happen.
The passports didn't work.
I don't know. But anyway, late scramble, and Coach Cody White had to get who could get.
Last night, though, fall? You ever have fall break? When you were in school?
Only when somebody tripped me. I've never heard. I mean, we didn't get 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now some schools are getting 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, 44 teams didn't play this week because of fall break?
Right.
Yeah, same as last week, a lot. Yeah. But from here on, we'll have a full schedule.
All right, let's get to it. We mentioned the Wednesday night game. Brentwood Academy did beat Eagles Landing Christian Academy out of Georgia. I have no idea what that means, but it was a close game, so they're apparently pretty good, 17-14. Then Thursday night, Houston County over Gibson County. We're going to talk about this one?
Yes. No, it's Gibson County over Houston County.
All right. Tell me what we're talking about this game.
We're talking about four quarters of football, not basketball here now, but the score was 74, Gibson County 74, Houston County 50. Houston County's Andrew Meadow, 267 yards on 23 carries and was 6 of 15 for 104 yards and had 5 touchdowns. Meadow became the the school's single-season leading rusher with 141 carries with 1,459 yards for Houston County. Big win for Gibson County, 74-50.
Lewis County beat Scotts Hill 41-14. Red Boiling Springs at home. RBS, Friendship Christian 49-0 there. And then White House going to Stewart County over in Dover wins 41-13.
White House running back Reese McAfee rushes for 150 yards and three touchdowns on just seven carries. The win wraps up the Region 6 3A title for the Blue Devils. They were in 4A last year, dropped to 3A. Congratulations goes out to them. BDP.
Yeah, Blue Devil pride.
That's
I know.
Right.
Yeah, indeed. Baylor, Chattanooga Baylor at home beats Hendersonville 41-35. Beach, a little Sumner County rivalry there. Beach beats Gallatin 49-17.
Yeah, you know, in this rivalry here, you can throw away the records, but Beach's Patrick Hill ran for 206 yards and scored four touchdowns, while quarterback Jackson Ford was 5 of 5 for 118 yards and a touchdown. This moves Beach's record to 6-2 and 3-1 in Region 5-6A.
Clay County 41-21 over Grundy County. Cookeville Falls 27-7 at Coffee County.
Coffee County running back Connor Heaton rushes for 239 yards and three touchdowns as the Red Raiders wrap up a playoff spot. They're having a really good year this year.
Columbia 42-7 over Lincoln County. Nashville Christian 59-19 at Columbia Academy.
Nashville Christian improved its record to 7-1, 3-0 in Division II Class A Middle. Tyler Morris, 12 of 16 for 172 yards and three touchdowns. And Deion King, 91 yards on eight carries and a score. Josh Strickland added 54 yards and two touchdowns on five carries for the Eagles. Monte Baldwin led the Columbia Academy with 55 yards on 16 carries.
Cannon County 56-30 at Community. Well, we got to do this for Big Joe Dubin. 53-0 win over Mount Juliet Christian. Apparently, Joe didn't play.
DCA with that win, 53-0. Yeah. Quarterback Bradford Gaines passes for 233 yards and two touchdowns. Teammate Ashton Jones rushes for 188 yards and four scores.
You had his dad Brad on as our legend last week. DeKalb County falls 24-14 to Upperman. Smyrna on the road wins at Dixon County 49-20.
Smyrna improves their record to 5-2 with 3-1 in region play. Aaron Carter had 29 carries for 280 yards and five touchdowns, while teammate Landon Miller was 6 of 7 for 101 yards.
Eagleville 30-6 over Huntland. Westmoreland 9-6 at East Robertson. Franklin County blank Spring Hill 40-0. This was an important game here, right? Davidson Academy sort of gotten, I don't want to say they're off track because they had been playing some very, very good football teams, but Davidson Academy goes to good pasture, wins 46-28.
Hey, you're right, Greg. Big win for the Bears. Quarterback Knox Roberts completes 14 of 16 passes for 299 yards and three touchdowns. Good pasture was led by Jaron Elkins, who rushed for 160 yards and a score.
Creekwood 40-6 at Hillwood. Pope John Paul Prep 36-33, big region win at Knoxville Catholic.
Pope John Paul goes to 6-2, 2-2 in the region, Division II, AAA. Andrew Southard's 47-yard field goal as time expired gave the Knights the region win. Southard also hit from 33 yards out. Pope John Prep's quarterback, Kenny Minchie, has having an outstanding year, 27 of 41 for 478 yards with two touchdowns. Stephen Carter had nine catches for 211 yards, and Colin Cook had 10 catches for 171 yards. Catholic's quarterback, Jade Neal, was 23 of 37 for 405 yards in the loss.
So that's 88 combined passes in one game. That's like a career for you.
All
yes. Right. Yes, it is. Overton, good win for Overton on the road at Laverne, 41-14.
Bobcats quietly, guys, having a really good year. Ryder Hagen throws for 253 yards and two touchdowns. Teammate Tyson Edwards, six catches for 91 yards.
Tullahoma 35-0 at Lawrence County. Lipscomb Academy, 70-10 over Etowah, Alabama. And they've got some players over there, Alex Broom and certainly the quarterback, Luther Richardson.
Yeah, Luther Richardson had another outstanding night last night. They say he's a three-star quarterback. He was just 20 for 20 with 314 yards and six touchdowns all in the first half last night with junior Junior Sherrill, 9 catches for 127 yards and 2 scores for the Mustangs.
20 for 20.
We couldn't do that against Ayer.
Yeah. Cascade 18-6 at Loretto. Macon County 21-19 over Stowe Memorial. Marshall County blanked Glencliff 63-0. McCauley down in Chattanooga last night. Father Ryan Falls 38-21. McEwen 56-14 over Gleason. Moore County 27-12 over Collinwood. MTCS 53-13 over Webb. And the Battle of the Borough, Riverdale and Oakland, and I watched a lot of it last night with my buddy Chase McCabe on the call. Oakland 24-7.
Yeah, Oakland improves to 8-0 and 4-0 in the region. Miami commit Isaiah Horton had 6 catches for 120 yards, including a 64-yard TD catch. Oakland's 54th straight home win. Quarterback Cade Hewitt was 8 of 16 for 145 yards, and Georgia commit Jordan James and C.J. Puckett both ran for touchdowns for the Patriots. Marcus Lord had 110 yards on 18 carries and a score for Riverdale. Guys, 24-7 was the score at half. Neither team scored the second half. So it was a well-played and well-coached football game last night.
But just what you said, you got a wide receiver going to Ole Miss. You got a running back going to Georgia.
Going to Miami.
Miami. Wow.
and a running back going to Georgia.
Yep. So, anyway, Oakland, 28-0, Pearl Cone last night over Greenbrier.
Firebirds quarterback Keyshawn Tarleton passes for 139 yards and 2 touchdowns as Pearl Cone clinches a playoff spot their first year in 4A. Injury note here, 4-star, highly touted athlete Berrien Brown did not play in this ball game due to an ankle injury.
And they didn't need him, apparently.
Didn't need him. Yeah. No.
Chattanooga Red Bank 28-0 over Fayetteville Forest. 28-14 over Richland. The voice of the Forest Rockets, Craig Ladd.
Thank you very much, Gregory. That win wraps up the Region 5 2A title for Forest, so a huge win for the Rockets. Chris Davis, pair of touchdowns. Also, Tayton Swift and Liam Bell had touchdowns rushing also as 14-14 at the half, and then Forest really dominated the second half, outscoring Richland 14-0. Good ball game once again, 28-14.
Where is Richland?
Linville.
Okay.
Yeah, it's where did you not listen to me at the beginning of the show when I said
no,
I was in
Linville? Not at all. Okay. Rockville, and you know this win right here, wherever Blackman is, and it's up and down, up and down, and that region, and the, you know, obviously down there with Oakland and Riverdale, what they're doing. Rockville, we wondered if they were for real. You beat Blackman 50-45. That is significant.
Yeah, and Rockville improves their record to 7-1 and 3-1 in Region 4-6A. LaMarcus Nelson ran for 232 yards and 5 scores, guys, to clinch their first playoff berth in only their third year of existence. Rockville had 368 yards. Blackman would miss the playoffs for the first time since 2008.
Guys, they're going to finish third in that region. There is no way anyone besides that football team and Coach Rick Rice that would have thought they would have finished third in that region.
Yeah, because they're behind Oakland and Riverdale. And then the other schools that have had so much success. Giles County 56-0 at Sequatchie County. Smith County 35-7 over Jackson County. Portland wins at Station Camp 33-27. Stewart's Creek 27-13 over Siegel. There you go. Yet another, you know, schools down there. Summertown 35-7 over Mount Pleasant. Shelbyville 41-26 at Warren County. Cornersville 31-0 at Wayne County. Trousdale County 40-6 at White's Creek, and Gibbs 41-13 at York Institute. That is our U.S. Army scoreboard. We hit them all because we care about them all. So, anyway, all right, fellows, our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. I'm going to start with my home, okay? Smyrna running back, Arian Carter, 29 carries, 280 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Huh? Okay. Go Bulldogs.
Okay.
Who do you have over there?
I'm going to start with my Kenny Minchie, Pope John Prep. Minchie was 27 of 41 for 478 yards. And 2 touchdowns and 1 little interception.
Craig Topfen.
I'm going to top
it. Because he's been nominated every week. It's Every week he's been nominated, okay?
I'm going to top it. Luther Richeson. I mean, guys, I don't care if you're playing the Unahaniach Bears. If you're 20 of 20, that's
impressive.
Don't
slight the Unahaniach Bears. I got them minus three today.
That's right. 20 of 20 for 314 yards and six touchdowns, all in the first half. Guys, he's 151 out of 181 on the year. That's 83%, 26 touchdowns, and has yet to throw an interception.
All right. We'll be going to Lipscomb.
We'll
be going to Lipscomb to
present
that plaque.
That much, and you don't have an INT?
We're going
to Lipscomb.
Yeah, we're going to Lipscomb. Hello. Luther Richeson. All right, we'll take a break. Coming back, last week's Mid-State Player of the Week, Tim Lieber, Mid-State Roofing Player of the Week, Marcel Reed, of course, the quarterback at NBA, his coach Marty Uverard, joining us next.
Locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer. From scratch kitchen items made fresh daily, Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Lieber, owner of Tim Lieber Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at TimLieberRoofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Lieber Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Lieber Roofing.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the wing goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins. What a performance.
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event. Because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX. Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, C, closing, always be closing.
ABC.
always BBC closing. Always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue, CJ Akay, he is producing. And our week eight, the weeks all jumble up now. Week eight, Tim Leeper Roofing, Mid-State Player of the Week, was NBA quarterback Marcel Reed. His coach, Marty Uverard, with us. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Craig, tell us about Marcel.
Well, he's a quarterback, 6'1", 170, a junior. 2 weeks ago in the 30-14 win against Ensworth, Reed completed 13 of 20 passes for 143 yards and a touchdown. He also rushed for 69 yards and a score. On the season, he is 70 of 123 for 970 yards and 9 TDs. He's rushed for 376 yards and 6 TDs on 70 carries. Big Red's been hot. I know Coach Uverard's happy about this. After 1-3 start, they have 4 straight wins over Father Ryan, Brentwood Academy, Pope John Paul Prep, and Ensworth. So they are on the move. Marcel, 4-star prospect, ranked the number 4 player and the top quarterback in the state for the class of 2023 by 24/7 composite rankings. Everybody after him. Alabama, yep. Florida, Indiana, Louisville, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Antioch Bears, you name it.
Yeah, and I know why Indiana's after him. His name's Kevin Meshack, but we'll talk about that, will we, Marcel? Hey, Marcel, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, good. Thanks for joining us. I talked to your dad last night, and I said, make sure Marcel's awake. And you're over in Knoxville. How you doing, man? You doing all right?
Yes, sir. I'm having a good time already.
I can tell. Marty, yeah. First off, Marcel, what a luxury to have somebody. Oh, but I'm going to back it up a little bit. You played that game against Ensworth. You were a game-time decision because of your ribs. Your dad said you faked it all week so you could get out of practice.
That sounds like smart coaching to me.
But, Marcel, just talk about your season so far.
We had a pretty good start to the season. Besides those 3 losses, we had a really good game against Ravenwood. And I guess after that, our heads got a little too hot. And, we went on that losing streak against McCauley, Pearl Cone, and CPA. And after that, the team and Coach Uverard always talked about responding. So we had a really good response to that. And we've had 4 good weeks of practice that resulted in wins. And from here on out, we're just rolling.
I'll tell you what, Marcel, 2 things, and I want to talk to Coach for a little bit. I'm changing that 4-star to 5-star. I don't know who makes these stars, but I'm moving you up to 5-star. And once they told you that offer is coming from Alabama, we just need to stop right
well,
there.
Well, what are you trying to get, a name, image, likeness deal there? What?
I'm just telling you.
Go ahead.
What a player. Marty, tell us a little bit about an opportunity to coach someone like Marcel at the quarterback position and being able to do the things that he does.
Yeah, I think, first of all, Coach, he's a great kid. And just for example, he's only the 2nd junior that I've had since I've been at NBA that's been voted a captain. And so I think he really has the respect of his teammates and his coaches. And he's a really hard worker. That was the thing that stuck out when we were trying to decide. To show you how smart I am, I was trying to decide whether to move him up on the varsity as a freshman, and we took him to camp, and the thing that stood out the most was how hard he worked. It wasn't, sure he made a few good plays, but it's just how hard he worked and how he interacted with his teammates. And he was kind of older than, I guess, his age and his attitude and the way he carried himself. So I think that's first and foremost that sticks out about Marcel. And then, of course, his athletic ability, being able to make plays when the play breaks down, it's just tremendous. And he has I think he's got the arm to make every throw that's out there. And he's a competitor. He hates to lose. He hates to lose at anything, whether it's throwing footballs with me, trying to hit the crossbar after practice, or you know, winning a game. And he's just a tremendous competitor, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Marcel Craig Ladd, you talked a little bit about the 1-3 start, something that NBA is not used to doing, but you guys have really rallied and have ripped off four straight wins and get some really good opponents. I guess talk about what really triggered this change.
Just the team itself. You know, we had to talk with everybody. Seniors had a meeting, had to get everyone's head straight, and we just talked about, bouncing back. We weren't going to lose another game. And after that last CPA game, Coach Uvar talked about, you know, being in a corner, are we going to cower down or are we going to fight back? And we decided to fight back.
Well, Marcel, you know, I've had the luxury of doing the TSU play-by-play the last 7 years for your dad and his coach's show, and I've seen you grow up. How much of that influences you, and how much of dad backs off? Because I think that's even more important, and I've seen that with him and your mom as well. But just to grow up in a football family, how important has that been?
It's been real important. You know, I've been going to my dad's games for a really long time. He's been a coach ever since I was born. And, I'm on the sidelines a lot. I see when he wins. I see when he loses. And, you know, both ways. And he gets back in the office, win or loss, and just to go over everything. And I think that's a really important thing, because win or loss with me, he goes over some things, which helps me out as a player. And, you know, when he loses, being a quarterback, him being a defensive coach, it helps out a lot. Just him teaching me, like as a freshman when I was first coming in as a quarterback, teaching me about the coverages and all that. He just told me those are the things that coaches are going to look for. You know, when you go visit, they'll see how well you know coverages and how well you know to adjust to these things.
Marcel Reed with us, and Coach Marty Uvarard, NBA, our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. And, Coach?
You know, Marcel, we're talking a little bit about your dad. I know he's had a great influence, but your mom's also in education. I think she's a guidance counselor out there at Antioch. So thank goodness you got your looks from your mama and not your daddy, and your athletic skills probably from dad, you know?
Yeah,
and I hadn't seen him throw a pass yet. Yeah, okay, but he was an All-American linebacker. I'll just say that.
But he would hit you. He would knock the breath out of you. I do know that.
Nah, he could have hit me.
Catch you, could he?
Well, Marty, tell us a little bit about the remainder of your season. What it looks like? Are you healthy? You know, you get down here week 9, just finished up and everything, and you preparing yourself for the playoffs.
Yeah, we were off last night, and we have two big region games. We got to go on the road, Chattanooga, to play Baylor, a really good Baylor team. I think one of the best Baylor teams in a while. And then we finish up on the road in Knoxville against Knox Catholic. So two big region games coming up. And it's, you know, a lot to do with the playoff seedings and where we stand at the end of the year.
Marcel, you're in Knoxville today. I guess talk about how your recruitment is going so far.
What he's going over to see what Knoxville Fulton play last night? You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I went down to the Knox Catholic JP2 game.
There you go. A little
night.
Scouting. That's a gentleman.
Yeah. To go see what's going on down there. It's a pretty good game.
Well, talk about how your recruiting's going so far.
Doing pretty well. You know, last week I was down at Ole Miss, and this week I'm down at Tennessee just to, I guess, see both of these teams play. They're both pretty heavily recruiting me, and I'm just excited to see Tennessee another time. And I came down this summer, and I'm excited to see what Neyland's like at night and during Saturdays on game day, and also excited to see Coach Heupel and Housie and Golis again.
Any, I guess, timeline?
What do you want to scoop?
Decision?
What do you want to scoop here? Just go ahead and tell us, Marcel. Yeah. Go ahead and commit this morning.
Any timeline on a decision, Marcel?
Probably sometime this spring. You know, we're still playing the recruiting game, going around, seeing everything. going to make a couple more visits this fall. And, I mean, me and my dad will probably narrow it down around wintertime, and the decision probably made in the spring.
You're probably going down south a little bit further.
See, well, you be quiet
decision.
Over there. Marty, though, having you know, someone who is nationally recruited, you know, he's going to have offers from everybody, already does. And that class, his junior class right now, one of the maybe one or two quarterbacks in the country. You know, you've got to manage that, but you also got to manage a football team too, right?
Right.
How do you handle that?
Well, I mean, I think it's not hard at all. Marcel's a pretty grounded kid. He doesn't walk around act like he's a prima donna or want attention. I mean, he's just another teammate, and I think again, that's what makes him stand out, and especially with respect from his teammates. He's just another kid in the locker room. He's not into all the, hype and wanting to always flaunt his recruiting process. And it's just fun to coach. We've had a few kids like that come through NBA, and Marcel's just it's been a pleasure to be with us. All the stuff that's going on, like you said.
What'd you do last night?
Me?
Yeah. No, you didn't coach. What'd you do?
Oh, I watched Baylor and
watching film, huh?
No, Baylor played last night. Played. Golly, can't even think.
Oh, college. Play? You watching college? College football. Okay.
No.
Chattanooga Baylor.
Yeah.
Why, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you coaches are eat up with it. You know that, don't you?
That's what my wife said. She said, I can't even give up football.
That's why you've been so successful,
yeah,
coach.
Hey, Marty, thank you. Marcel, you know what I think about you and your family, and just have fun with it, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Marcel Reed, Marty Uvarardi, NBA. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all.
All right.
Good luck to you, Coach. I tell you what, one of the better ones, guys. Yeah. He's still around, Coach Uvarardi. Yeah.
Well,
I'm telling
mean,
you.
From Oakland to wherever. Yeah.
Hey, BGA. You had to stop at BGA,
yep.
too.
Yeah. And Ryan. And Marcel, I mean, it's like, okay, what's your recruiting list? Everybody starts and tries to work the way up. He's at the top and working his way down. So we'll do that. Coming up next, our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the win goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins! What a performance!
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event. Because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to goarmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States
States Army.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Polk, CJ Cave producing here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Time now for our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week. And this one's a bit personal, but first I need to tell you about all of our Tim Leeper Player of the Week plaques. They were presented with just a wonderful plaque from Amplify Awards and Gifting, 1113 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 412 in Franklin, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 615-794-8479. The website amplifyawards.com. Custom awards, custom gifts. I mean, even if you want a gold record, they will frame that for you. Engraving, name tags, all of that. Amplifying Awards and Gifting, they say, our company slogan is Your People Matter. We'll help you prove it. And now the Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week. Somebody that's very special to me in my career and personally as well is Russellville High coach Ken Barrett. He won 246 games in his career, 161 at Russellville High, 3 state championships, and to help me break in as a Cub reporter in football. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great for an old fart.
Hey, boy, I can admit, do 91-year-olds still do that?
Yes.
I guess so. I'll be 91 in January.
Well, Ken, you know what I think about you and what you did at Russellville High School. And for people, you know, we're in – our signal gets into Southern Kentucky, so everybody high up there, you know. Right. And But 3 state championships at Russellville High School, another runner-up, and somebody who just – brought me into football, quite frankly, from a coaching perspective. So I want to just say thank you.
Well, boy, you're more than welcome, and thank you.
What do you think it worked? How did it work at Russellville?
Well, I'll tell you, it's hard to put it in words, because when I came there, we started out with just about 16 kids. And we went around the county and finally came up with about, I think, 48 the first year. And see, if people don't understand about the size of Russellville, we only had about 420 kids in school in high school, and most of them were girls, three-fourths of them. We didn't have a whole lot of boys. I don't know where they came from. The ones we got were horses, I'll tell you that. They had something special in them. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it was yes, sir, and it was no, sir, and this one was a big factor. It was a minute late for practice. It didn't practice that day. It was out a week, and just little things like that that and they went by them, and it's amazing, but I love every one of them.
Coach, it's Coach Bubba Spears. I just want to know, you know, being the age that you are and your longevity, being in a basketball state and doing what you did on the football field at Russellville, also at Marshall County and Trigg County, you have the field at Ray Stadium in Russellville is now named the Ken Barrett Field. Just tell us. I mean, you went through some times there. I mean, you're surrounded, you know, there in Indiana and Kentucky. Everything's basketball, and then you do what you did with football. That's great.
It was, but we made it fun. Now we worked hard, and we hit about every day except Thursday. But I don't know. The kids believed in what we were doing. We told them that we was going to start something that hadn't been around, and if they were willing to work hard and be gentlemen about it and get their work done, well, things would take place. But I tell you, one thing that really changed our program, and it might be hard to believe, I had a W club, and every Thursday I'd go to practice. I'd stay at the W Club meeting at 7 o'clock. All my coaches that I wanted to be there, and at that time I had nine. And we got maybe five parents come in. And then one day, last time we had three. And I stopped it. I said, we're not having them anymore. They said, Coach, you can't do it. I said, I've done it. I said, if y'all not interested... I said, if you're not interested in it, I'm not going to spend my time coming up here and bringing my coaches after working all day for something you're not interested in. Well, they raised Cain around the county and called me everything but human, but that's all right. But a week later, a mother came up to me, and she says, we're going to take care of the husband. Says, we're going to form the W Club out of women. And on time, you got to come when we need something done. And I'll tell you what, it changed our program. And when daddies had to be there, they were there. It was the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life. But I never will forget those women. They were strong as could be.
Coach Craig Ladd, you've won three state championships and got to coach your son in your first one. It's special to be able to coach your son at quarterback, especially, and then to win the state championship. I can't imagine how memorable that is.
Well, you ain't gonna believe this. I never coached him one day. No, we sat down and had a big talk, and I said, son, you're gonna be the quarterback, but I said, daddy's not gonna coach you. I said, I got too much heart and interest in you. And I'm probably get on you when I shouldn't. I'm going to let somebody else. And I had assistant superintendent, Buddy Linton, who was my backfield coach. And Buddy coached him every day. And I'd talk with him on the sideline every once in a while about something. But other than that, he was on his own. And it was the greatest thing ever happened to me.
Well, obviously, Kev, and let's let people know, Gary Force Acura, the general manager there here at Cool Springs. And if you go to a Predators game, if you go to a Vanderbilt game, and I know you're
there.
And so is their signage. He's been so supportive in Gary Force and Kev here in this market for that. He's been so supportive, the local sports here. It's been amazing, and I know you're proud of him, what he's done after that. And he's a Hilltopper too. I know he played quarterback for our alma mater.
Yeah, he did until he got too big for his britches. And I pulled him out of school and sent him to the Navy. It's the best thing ever happened to him.
Well, and you also got to see grandson play on the field too, right?
Yes, I did. I sure did. And he was a good one. And he still is. He works for Atmos up in Murfreesboro now.
All right.
Well, I tell you what, one of the big quotes here we got was, it doesn't matter if you're playing tiddlywinks, he wants to win. Current Russellville High School coach John Myers said he's just a competitor. And I said, you know what, coach, just talking to you, knowing that you cared. You know, coaches, people don't understand, coaches care about each individual kid. And to do what you did for as long as you did and as well as you did, and like you said, you had respect. How many coaches do you think would make it today if one of the players was a minute late and said, well, you're not playing this week?
Well, I tell you what, if I was coaching today, they'd fire me.
Yeah. Oh, I get asked that question all the time. Bubba, could you coach this day in time? And I said, no. No.
Well, one never got up in my face and never questioned me, and I don't know how, but thank goodness they were that kind of people, because I wouldn't have put up with them. I think I kicked one kid off our ball club in all the years I was coaching.
Well, Coach, I got to ask you one more coaching question, because I probably already know this. I know you won a lot of games, but are you still talking about those that you lost a little bit to?
Oh, every time I look around, I think about it. Yeah. I sure do, because those are the ones that hurt.
Yep, yep.
And I guess, let me tell you one that I hate Bowling Green High School.
Hold on, I went to Warren Central, so I do too, okay?
I hate Bowling Green High School. We come down there with about 35 kids, and we beat their butt on their field. And the coaches and players and everything run off the field, went to the dressing room, and never shook our hand, and I'll never forget it. To this day, I hope they never win a ball game.
Me too.
I've talked to them many times and shook hands with some book I like to smack.
Well,
but I didn't. But that always has bothered me.
Coach, what a career. What a career you had.
Well, I just had good people. Our coaches were all, Western people. And we just believed in discipline. And we believed in what we did, and we didn't believe in throwing the football because we throw the football.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Coach Bubba. Oh, my gosh.
We couldn't throw it because the people we didn't play with three Class A teams at one time for years. That was always in our district. Mm-mm. And we were playing 3 and 4 A's, and I'll tell you what. And then we got to where we couldn't get a schedule. We couldn't get anybody to play us.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah,
even
right.
Here in the Nashville area, the privates and the publics, they got to go out of state to get people to play. Our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week, Russellville, Kentucky coach Ken Barrett, the 1984 State Coach of the Year, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Hall of Famer with us this morning, and he's 91?
In January.
Nanny, whiny, one in January. Ken, you sound great, man.
Well, I feel good. Feel good.
send some, whatever that special sauce is, send it down here.
Well, I got a wife. And, we spent 63 years together. Went together 3 months, and she hooked me. And she takes care of it pretty good, I guarantee. She's never missed a ball game that I can ever remember.
Coach Barrett, talk about what a special honor it was to be inducted into the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame in 1996.
Well, I don't know. Those things don't matter to me. Now, you might not believe that. Only thing that mattered to me was my kids. And if our kids were happy, I was happy. But it's a great privilege, and I appreciate what they did, but they don't take away the love you have for your kids.
And pretty cool. I saw you in a picture of the boss at the Ken Barrett. It's a shrine, right? I hate to say a shrine, but anyway, having a name field. If anybody's ever been to Russellville, Kentucky, that field looks like an old college football field that you drive up to.
I've been there last night. We beat Logan County.
Attaboy.
And I tell you what, that old field is mighty pretty and sweet. Means a lot to me, too, to have that name on there. But the ones that put it there is what's important.
Coach, what type of offense did you run? I just got to know this. Not running the football.
Here's a guy over here that's a Hall of Fame coach in Tennessee. he's like you. Three things bad happen when they pass. Right. Yeah.
Coach, we ran a stacked eye with two tights.
Well, we ran a wishbone. We loved a wishbone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ran that option, didn't you?
Well, that off-tackle play, they couldn't stop us, or a little counter off of it.
Yep.
And we had a couple reverses. But like I say, we had to control the football. And a lot of times we would. I think we played one ball club that came down here that thought they was on the world. And I think they had the ball three times in the first half.
Man.
Two in the second half. And we just believe we could run that son of a buck. We could.
Well, looking at your record, I think you could.
We could do that. I guarantee you. It's amazing. I go back and look at those things and the people we played. And we've got very few injuries. That's what always bothered me. But we worked out now. Every 3 days a week, we'd work out before we'd go practice. We had a coach that really enjoyed them weights. And they said, you shouldn't be lifting weights and then going to practice. I said, you all mind your own business. We'll take care of ours.
I love it.
Yeah. Ken, in 1980, I was 23 years old, and I got to cover – and I'd come, you know, my dad coached high school basketball, and I'd been around football, but never had seen it. And I want to thank you for showing me. And Bubba, when I moved down to Nashville, took me in, but it was only because what I saw, how you went about your business, and I learned high school football. And in that 1980, I remember, where were we at? Right across there at the at the hotel, and I'd written my story, and everybody's celebrating one of my favorite moments of my career, and certainly that I got to share it with you and Keb and everybody, that first one.
Oh, listen, it was sweet. Well, see, Tompkinsville was always a bunch of smart alecks because they'd already beaten everybody, but they didn't play anybody. And when we went up there and beat them in the first playoff game, then we come back and I think we played Owen County. And I think we beat them about 26 to something. And then we got to Bellevue. Now, Bellevue was a little different. When they came on the field, they came down our sideline one by one, and I guess Coach had planned this, and every one of them had one thing to say to us, we're going to beat your ass tonight.
Wow.
How'd that work out? Yeah.
Well, they hadn't got across the 50 yet.
I don't have to drive to Russellville.
Yeah, hey, we're going to Roy's Barbecue on me, okay?
Hey, listen, Roy's my buddy now.
Yeah, I know. Roy's Barbecue.
Let me tell you about his son now. My manager were young kids. I'd get him, and I got his boy when he was about 7 or 8 years old. And I took him with him, and we went and played somewhere. I don't remember where it was now. I said, now, all you got to do is when we have a timeout, you take the water on the field, the boy. Okay, Coach. Well, we had a timeout, and Coach Wren came up, and he says, where's our manager? I said, I don't know. Well, we hunting, he's up and stands eating popcorn. But I carried him in every ball game. He'd bring all the coaches two barbecue sandwiches. So we made sure he was on the bus before we left.
Again, another smart move, Coach. Yeah. Another smart move.
Well, last night, my son-in-law took me down to the ball game because the wives went to some singing show here in town and the daughters. And we got down there, and old Roy had everything up for us. I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without that guy, because I tell you what, not only good food, but he's just a good person.
Yeah, hey, we're making a trip to Roy's Barbecue and take Ken, and I got to get up there because obviously both my parents are buried in Auburn and Logan County.
Oh, really?
And coached there. Yeah, you know, my dad, you know, coached and, you know, up there, and yeah, so.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, Ken, I don't know. This is something that we had talked about, and I said, you're a legend and everything. But you're right. Bubba, you asked it a minute ago. I always asked my dad later on after you retired, what were your favorite wins? He couldn't tell me, but he could tell you the bad losses.
That's a fact.
I can tell you them.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
And can remember them just about play by play.
I tell you what, they hurt.
Yeah, to this day, still.
Yeah, still do to this day. They sure do.
Well, it's good. It's great to hear from you, Ken. You know that.
Well, listen, I just appreciate it, old buddy. I do. I really do. We had great kids. We had a great community. I'm glad I live in Bowling Green now because all my family lives here except Keb, and he lives in Nashville. But it's a wonderful thing. I love it every day, and there's always something around this house I look at that brings me back. Like I got state championship little things that somebody made me. It looks like the state of Kentucky. And I got one here that says 1984, undefeated season 10-0. Then I got one that's got the stats on it from 1983. And Cumlin, I don't know about Cumlin. That's the sorriest football team we ever played. They were ugly. Oh, gosh, dog. And we beat them 42-13.
Neither one of us are good looking now, Ken. Let's just call it like it is, okay?
Well, that don't make any difference. It's what's in your heart, baby.
It is. Coach, thanks. It's been so great catching up with you this morning.
Well, Lord, I appreciate it. God bless all of you, too.
All right. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, okay. Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. I'm bye-bye. Telling you, 1983, I was 23 years old and covered their state championship, and his son, Keb, who's become a great friend, and just if you see Gary Force, if you see Gary Force Acura at the Predators, at Vanderbilt, and this community, it's because of him supporting it, and so we appreciate you, Ken. Thanks. All right, wow,
great guy. Just talking.
That's a football coach, right?
Yes,
there.
Sir.
That
yes,
is
sir.
A football coach.
Ain't crossed the 50 yet.
And, yo, when he said we didn't throw it, because there's two things that bad can happen,
yep.
Bubba did like a moon dance in the studio.
He did. Yeah. He was beaming.
Yeah. Maybe I can live to be 91.
Highly doubtful. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. Thanks to everybody. Marcel Reed, NBA coach Marty Uverard, and everything, and certainly our Gary Forsacker, legend of the week, Russellville, Kentucky high school football coach, really one of the best football coaches I've ever been around, and just as you can tell, just a wonderful person. Thanks for that. CJ, thank you. Ray Dosky is in the house. My God, what did we do wrong? All right, everybody, have a great day.